Argentina has been hit by a strong aftershock of the earthquake that killed 4,000 people on Thursday. The tremor registered 4.5 on the Richter scale. Reports of additional casualties and damages are forthcoming. Two rescue teams are working around the clock to locate and save people who are trapped in the rubble.
And Eisnick makes a great save. Look at all the traffic in front of the net. On the replay, we see Bruner brings it down, passes off to Lander, and Lander shoots it right through the defense. But Eisnick's been watching that puck, and he's ready. He was right on. Great goaltending by Eisnick of the Vancouver Condors. What a save.
Another victim of AIDS has checked in at the Metro Hospital. This is their 15th this year. Doctors will not release his name, but they have stated that he is not a homosexual. 13 of the 15 have died.
And you know, it's such a shame that Smith is out with that pulled shoulder ligament. He's such a great pitcher, and these next few games are so crucial to his team's season as well as to his own career. We'll certainly be watching him when he gets back on this ball field.
Dr. Morgan Tyler has been arrested again. He's currently in custody awaiting bail arrangements and will face a trial early next week. Will be his 23rd.
Baldwin is the other man in this lineup, and he's been working hard. That man just never quits. He trains hard, runs hard, and blocks hard. A real asset to the Bronx defensive line. Okay, they're setting up for the kickoff. This will be for 29-yard attempt, and the kick's up, and it's good.
Due to unseasonally high rainfall and extensive flooding, many farmers in Manitoba have lost their crops, and many others are in danger of doing so. An emergency meeting was called to assess the situation, and we'll have more on the matter later.
Well, Larry, it looks like this drizzle isn't going to let up. It'd be a real shame to have the game called on account of rain. These boys have worked hard, and for rain to ruin it all, well, that would really be unfortunate.
Charged with driving while intoxicated, a Scarborough man was released today on a technicality. He has had 5 previous arrests for drunk driving. And on 3 occasions, accidents occurred which resulted in the hospitalization of 7 people.
And a great flying tackle by Riley. Jones is definitely down. You know, Bob Riley is a real danger on the field. Players look out for that guy. Not only is he one of the heaviest in the league, he is fast. 2 yards on that one for a first down.
A riot broke out in the Jane Finch corridor today, leaving several stores damaged, at least 10 people seriously injured, and 17 others with moderate injuries. Reports say it began when 2 gang members failed to settle a territorial dispute.
Oh, Garbarek is taken out by Girard. A hard hit by Girard at center ice. Garbarek was really hammered, and he's still down on the ice. I sure hope he's not hurt.
There has been yet another victim in the East York area of Metro. The body of a 14-year-old girl was found raped and murdered last night in Withrow Park. The assailant's weapon, again, seems to have been a knife.
Slashing! He's been caught for high-sticking and slashing. And Don, he looks pretty perturbed as he heads over to the penalty box. And with good reason. Everyone here tonight is very upset with that one.